Hi, everyone. It's Stephanie and Jeremy from RV Family Travel Atlas, and our regularly scheduled weekly hour-long show is on hiatus for the month of January, but we are bringing you these shorter, very focused episodes just on topics that come up a lot in our Facebook group and in emails that people send us. And we thought we'd take the opportunity to dive into some things that don't get covered on our podcast.
Yeah, and this one is called 5 RV Features You Shouldn't Overlook When Shopping. And these are things that are kind of easy to forget about. And it's somewhat based on a Facebook Live Stephanie did for Go RVing, which I'm sure she'll link to that.
Absolutely, in the show notes for this episode. And it's also based on the fact that we are going any day now to our favorite RV show of the year. The Florida RV Super Show in sunny Tampa, Florida takes place every year in January. This year it's the 17th through the 21st.
I am literally dying to get to Florida.
the kids are too.
Our front yard's filled with snow. The weather's nasty around here. It was like 9 degrees the other night. Let's go to Florida. So where are we doing our 2 meet and greets if you want to come say hello at Tampa? And we would love to say hello.
Yeah, we're going to be at the Thetford booth, which is in the Camping World store in Suppliers Building A on Friday at 2 p.m.
We'll be around the toilet paper.
Yeah, exactly. Look for the toilet paper and then you'll see us. Jeremy will probably be testing out various porta potties also.
If you want us to show you the Thetford gear that we use, we'd love to show you. We use a lot of their stuff.
And then we'll also be on Saturday with the rest of the folks from the RV Family Travel Atlas Podcast Network. We're going to be over at the Como RV booth, which is 335. It's right across from the show office. And that's where Little Guy Worldwide is and the Max and Girl Camper. And we're going to be hanging out there on Saturday at 4 p.m. So stop by both those days and say hi.
And there'll be lots of other RVFTA community members, people that come on the shows, some of our campground correspondents, et cetera, et cetera. So let's knock this out. 5 RV features you shouldn't overlook. And this one is literally something you really can't see. Tank size. So, Stephanie, why does tank size matter? I mean, it might not matter for you, but why might it matter for you?
It's something that you don't see. And so some people never even think about it until they're on that first camping trip and they don't have full hookups and those tanks fill up super quickly. So if you are planning on always camping at a full hookup, you know, private campground, then tank size really doesn't matter that much.
No, just let it flow into the sewer.
No big deal. But if you're planning on staying at state parks or national park campgrounds, tank size does matter.
Particularly if you're doing more than a couple nights. I mean, if you think you're going to do a week's vacation and it's going to be at a state park with no sewer, those tanks are going to fill up mighty quick, especially if you have little kids like we do who love to flush the toilet over and over and over again.
Absolutely. So you need to just check that out and also get some experience from other people, like in our Facebook group, RVFTA, the group. You say like, hey guys, we're a family of 5. How long can you go, you know, without filling your tanks
up? Our Facebook group is the perfect place to ask black tank questions. And Stephanie's right. I mean, it matters. Are there 2 of you? Do you have 5 kids? You know, like when we had the White Hawk and our 3 boys, both our gray and our black tanks were 30 gallons each. And that was fine for 2 or 3 nights without having to dump it. We could do 3. That was a little bit precarious.
Yeah.
But then at that point, they were full and we really did need to dump them.
Right. Exactly. So just, you know, think about how you think you're going to use your tanks and make sure that tank size actually does vary quite widely within the industry. So
I think our toy hauler is like 48 gallons.
Yeah,
really,
and toy haulers tend to be bigger. It just varies. So just make sure that you are looking into that if it's important.
Number 2 is a classic tip here at RVFTA. When you're shopping for an RV, you want to see what the inside of the RV is like with the slides in. You want to see if when the slides are in, your access is limited to maybe the bathroom, the kitchen, the rear bedroom. Because if you pull over on the side of the road and you need to get to the bathroom, you might not want to have to put the slide in and out. That might be kind of complicated.
Yeah, and dealers are always showing you these RVs with all the slides out, right? They want to wow you with all of that space. And, you know, some of them might act like, well, I don't really want to bring the slides in for you. It doesn't matter. One of the greatest benefits of RV travel is that we can pull over in a gross, disgusting rest stop on the side of the road and not use those gross, disgusting bathrooms. And even not buy the gross, disgusting fast food lunch. We go into our trailer, we prepare a nice lunch, we can open the refrigerator, we can sit at the dinette, we can get to the bedrooms if we need something. So, you know, really access to our RV was really important. And we've actually heard from quite a few folks who didn't do this, who didn't know. And it was something that they really regretted afterwards. So I don't think you should listen to anybody say it's not a big deal. You can bring out the matters. Slides.
And when you're at an RV show or a dealership and you're like, I want to see it with the slides in, they're going to think you know what you're doing, if you don't. Okay. So you get some haggling points
Let me say one other thing. Do you remember when we pulled into that rest stop? We were on our way up north. I think it was like in Connecticut or something. And we were about to pull into one of the truck parking lanes. And we like had a slam on the brakes because there was an RV in the parking lot that had their slide out. And that slide was sticking over the parking line into the next parking spot.
I don't think they even like you or allow you to do that, like at Walmart.
That was dangerous. Yeah. That person almost got their slide hit by our pickup truck if we weren't being really careful. And I was like, whoa, look at that person's slide. And we backed up and pulled into another one. That's really, you do not want to be bringing out your slides in a rest stop. So you need access.
All right. This was a big one for me when we bought our Jayco Whitehawk travel trailer, the bathroom size. Now, I did not really fully think about the size of the bathroom. I didn't really go in there and sit down and kind of imagine myself using it. And I loved the Whitehawk. It was really like we had it for 6 years. It was an awesome trailer. But the size of the bathroom always did bother me. And that was something when upgrading to the Octane, I wanted to make sure I had a bathroom we were more comfortable in. So when you're shopping, you might see a tiny bathroom and go, oh my God, that's so much better than my hybrid. Or that's so much better than my pop-up that I had. Or dear God, that's so much better than the tent I had. But don't let that give you a false sense of how big that bathroom is.
Yeah, you might feel silly sitting on the toilet. It doesn't matter. Again, we want you to say it doesn't matter what anybody thinks because the bottom line is this is a big purchase and you want to make the right one. I would also suggest that some people are going to poo-poo the need for a tub. They're going to say, oh, it's no big deal, even if you have little kids. I will say that I have loved having an RV tub. We had 3 little kids in our Whitehawk for years and now we have a tub in the Octane also. And even though our kids are still getting older, we still use it in a variety of different situations.
And when they were little, you gave them baths every night.
Yeah, they needed them at the campground. They definitely did.
That's a matter of like if you have small kids.
Yeah. And some people just be like, oh, well, that's not really important. It's not a big deal. You know what? It is nice. So if you think it would matter to you, go ahead and look for that feature.
All right. Let's talk about doors versus curtains. And this is, I think, another huge one. When you buy a travel trailer, a fifth wheel, it's mostly travel trailers that have the curtains instead of doors to keep them light.
Some of the Class Cs have that curtain across the...
You might think, oh, that's tolerable. It's no big deal. But then after owning it, you'll realize you have no privacy from your children or your spouse because you don't have a door to close to the bedroom.
Yeah, and that's not just, I need privacy for changing or... it's also noise. It's also that like separation. If you're putting your kids down to bed earlier than you go to bed and being able to maybe like watch a show in the bedroom or have a conversation that your kids aren't going to hear, it really does make a difference. We had the curtains in the Whitehawk for 5 years. Did we own the Whitehawk for
5 to 6 years? And it starts to bother you towards the end.
And it was fine. We got, around it. But at the same time, I was done also getting like just that curtain whipped open while I was getting dressed. And our bedroom was right near the door
to
the outside.
Not by me, by the way.
By little boys
but
who have no sense of boundaries.
You love our sliding wood door and the Octane, which is also lockable. It's like a little button lock, but it does lock for privacy. You can get changed and nobody will interrupt you. Okay, number 5. A walk-around bed, like a truly walk-around bed. You want to walk into that travel trailer or fifth wheel or hybrid and just see how easy is it to walk around the beds? Or are you going to be climbing over each other just to get into the bed? When we say walk-around bed, we mean on 3 sides, right?
Well, yeah, it's
not just on these 2 sides.
Well, it's just as long as each of you can get in and out of bed without climbing. Because, and that's just, it may not be important to you. And if you're buying a smaller trailer, like the teardrops and everything, you are going to give that up. That is the first thing to go in the smaller trailers because oftentimes they do the east-west bed instead of the north-south.
And somebody's climbing over somebody.
Yeah, and if you're like, okay, we want a smaller trailer, so we're going to give that's fine. But, in a bigger trailer, you don't have to give that up. There are tons of options for walk-around beds, and I've got to be honest with you, I think that might get older faster than anything else in a trailer because you go to bed every night,
right? We have so much room around our bed right now, and I love it. It really does make it more comfortable. All right, those are five things you all need to consider when shopping for an RV that you might not think to consider when shopping for an RV.
Right. So what's going to happen is as you go to these RV shows over the winter, maybe Tampa or maybe one of your local shows all around the country to beat those winterization blues, you are going to get caught up by what we call the bright, shiny objects. You're going to walk in and you are going to see pennant lighting and you're going to see this beautiful spray faucet and you're going to see a nice backsplash. There, you know, RVs have gotten more visually appealing. They really have. I don't care what anybody says. They have
They're getting really good at adding extras that don't matter.
Right. So you're going to walk in and you're going to see all those things because you're at a show and they have it all set up nice. But we want you to be armed with the things that are really going to matter when you're at the campground. And that's what we talked about today.
And that are going to matter for the long term.
All right. So we will see you at the RV show and then hopefully in the spring. We'll see you at the
campground. Join us at RVFTA, the group on Facebook, if you have any questions about black tanks or toilet paper or walk around beds or anything like that.
All right. Talk to you later, guys.
See you at Tampa.